The title of today's lecture is Action Awareness. Action Awareness refers to, well, obviously two things, activities, and the awareness that we have of activities, but more than that, of the necessity for action. Sometimes it is a time in our lives or a time in general, I wouldn't want to say in the universe, but just in general, when not doing something, being contemplative, taking stock of yourself is important. And there are times when one must act, one must do something according to that knowledge that one has gained by taking stock of oneself. Now, obviously, I'm speaking about a very specific kind of awareness and a very specific kind of action that is linked to that awareness. I'm not talking about action in general or awareness in general. These things we have spoken about at great length throughout the years we have been talking together. I'm speaking about something which I was fortunate enough to give as a message yesterday on the HarryMedia.net forum on my Harry's Corner. In my corner, I posted an article which was inspired last night. Also, it was, you know, I don't want to say channeled because it wasn't channeled. It was a cooperative effort between myself, who was being inspired and listening to this message which was given to me. I'll be right back. It's raining like mad. I got to shut windows. Sorry, you know it's Florida here, and all of a sudden it starts raining like mad just from one second to the next. So, I have spent, as all of us have spent, a good deal of time in self-contemplation, trying to understand carefully the workings within, the feelings within, the understandings within. Yet, at the same time, I understand that this contemplative awareness of the self is not just unique to our little group. It's happening everywhere because it was a preliminary stage for everyone. It was also interesting because yesterday I was in our local health food store and I bumped into Jagadish, the old Jagadish, and we were talking and he was telling me how he had gone through a very deep period of internal contemplation where he just kept away everyone else who was trying to define him from external and just trying to understand himself internally without that influence. So we were sharing our common experience, even though we had no connection. We didn't do it together. We had no idea of doing it together. So I have been thinking a lot about others. There have been these hurricanes. Now another one's heading towards us. This one is a monster. It makes people very thoughtful. It makes people very contemplative. This whole thing which happened in the Gulf makes people very thoughtful and contemplative. The way the economy is being affected by it makes people thoughtful and contemplative. The foolishness and wastefulness of wars that have been taking place recently are making everybody very contemplative. We see that everybody, wherever they are becoming aware of the difficulties there are in the world and the frustrating complexity of the failure of the previous arrangements to fulfill the needs of the people. So this is an external arrangement or an external situation which forces us to be contemplative whether we wish to or not. Of course, there are some who do it voluntarily and some who do it involuntarily, but we are all being contemplative. Now, that is a good thing because contemplation, understanding, becoming aware of yourself without worrying about external influences upon you, is an essential part of growth, of development, of transformation. When others try to define you, they try to place you according to their perception, which is clouded by their own defects, by their own lack of evolution, or their own needs or desires. If you do not define yourself, others will define you. You will let them define you. We are defined by the way in which others define us only when we allow them to do so. But if we maintain our individuality, if we maintain our own energetic integrity, then we are true to ourselves. Now, contemplation is required to develop awareness. But once awareness is manifested, then one, if one is true to oneself, has to act upon that awareness. Now, I know that all of you have been contemplating, all of you have been analyzing, understanding, and becoming quite comfortable with yourselves, with your energy, with your consciousness, with your evolutionary situation. Those of us who have been doing this kind of work for some time now, even those of us who have been separated, not together doing it, but just working in a similar way, we are comfortable with knowing what we are. We may not be happy with our state. We may desire more or to be better, but we are quite comfortable with confidence that we know what we are. I remember quite some time ago when we started talking in this different way, I would look out in the audience and see a lot of people, mainly most of the persons, who were not clear about themselves, who were not comfortable in themselves, who were full of doubt and had a lot of confusion internally. I don't see that anymore. I see now people who are more secure, more stable. I see it in your faces. I see it in your energy. I see it in your responses, in your interactions. And this latest stage of contemplation has been a way to become connected with the potential for power. Not necessarily that one is feeling that power or acting upon that power, but one is connected to the potential of power, which is a very important thing. Now, there are many reasons why things happen the way they happen, and we can't possibly give a description of all of them, but just let us say that from whatever angle we have all come to the same conclusion, there is a fertility here. Ready to do something would be the way to look at it. We've heard a lot, we've done a lot, we've experienced a lot, and yet we're not happy just simply living our own little lives in whatever way we live them. We want actually to connect to something which has a meaning of benefit in a larger way. We feel that within. And in our own particular way, we are all doing whatever we can as loving, caring individuals to be of service in this world according to our physical location, according to our capacities, with our words, with our love, with our care. But I know that there are many, perhaps all of us, I don't know, or most of us, who have some feeling somewhere in the back which is saying there has to be something more universal involved. There has to be some kind of a way we can work together in a more universal way to do something very significant, something very important for the world. Well, certainly I have felt like that. And maybe some of this is reflecting how you have felt. I cannot say for sure, but I think that this is resonating deeply within a lot of people. So yesterday night, a very powerful connection took place, whereby the image of what it was that I felt as a lack, or I felt dissatisfied because of, that image was given to me, and all of a sudden, all the pieces fell into place. So I sat down to write it all down on paper, and as I was doing it, I realized that I'm not alone writing this. This is not something I am writing. It's like there's a group writing this paper, and I'm just the fingers, and also the verbalizer in written form of the message. And yet at the same time, I was very much part of this message because of it being part of me, part of my life, part of my reason for being here. So I changed the way in which it was being expressed to reflect that reality. That document may be found under Harry's Corner, which is labeled as an urgent message from EPE, APE. It's the acronym for the society. I will repeat, or I will clarify a little bit more about exactly what that is. It's an esoteric association for the pacification of the ether, because that principle, as above, so below, is what is affecting us on a very deep level, which is causing our vibrations to always feel slightly out of harmony with our surroundings. Those of you who are participating in these sessions, you vibrate differently, on a different frequency, a different wavelength, with a different power than the world around you. There is a distinction, there is a difference between the way you are vibrating and the physical plane upon which you live. Previously, one would rationalize that or explain it away by saying, I'm not of this world, I don't fit into this world, there's no place for me, or I'm not good, or whatever excuse one would use. And always along with this rationalization is this feeling that I can't do anything about it anyway, what's the use, what's the purpose of life, and therefore we were talking about meaning, because we were lacking that meaning. Previously, those who vibrated differently, those who had different capacities etherically, were able and capable of affecting their physical reality and regulating it with their power. This kind of a mystic, esoteric power was quite different than simply talking about it, because we've seen that in many respects, spirituality became a philosophical discussion. It became something which is talked about, something which is debated, something which is given to you by words rather than experienced. Traditionally, through time, you've basically had a few groups of people, generally speaking. You've had the mystics who've had power and capacity beyond the ordinary folk, who could influence things by their great mystic powers. Sometimes they were called prophets, sometimes they're called mystic yogis or whatever. There were those who represented them to create some organization and create control and structure in that, and there were those who followed that particular system. The prophets claimed exclusive and unique connection to the Supreme. The representatives claimed exclusive and unique connection to the prophets. The followers claimed exclusive and unique connection to the representatives, and therefore elitist sects, elitist groups, religions were created. And in each and every one of these organizations, the rule basically is, we are good, they are bad. It's us and them. And enormous amounts of talking, enormous amounts of words. All of this is part of the age which we have just left. Now we are in a different situation where those who have become aware become part of the mystic realm. That which used to be the exclusive realm of an elite of mystic personalities is now open to anyone who has the awareness and desire to connect to the energies within the etheric realm. Now, at this time on the earth, there are hundreds of thousands of people who regularly enter into and work within that realm. All of you who have been participating within what we have been doing have done that, more or less according to your capacities, according to the way you have not blocked your entrance, according to your belief or disbelief. But you have some experience and you have the capacity, you have the potential for this. Some of you have enormous capacity to reach out within the etheric realm, to transmit your energy, to communicate, to relate, to have relationship over long distances, to share, to assist, to help. The more you do it, the easier it becomes. The easier it becomes, the more powerful you can become by building up your power to perform specific activities. Those who are in communication or who are part of Jas Muhin's groups, which 75, 80,000 people around the world, they are all connected in this same exact way, and they are using that energy to feed themselves through pranic diet. There are theosophical societies, there are psychic societies, there are communities of people who all, through meditation, visualization, come into that realm and are capable of consciously acting within that arena. Just like when we, in meditative state, hold hands etherically and make a band of our connection around the world, others do it within their own way, within their own groups. This association is meant to link all such kind of people with the one unifying principle of their awareness and desire for action in that arena. This association has existed for a long time under many different names. Some people call it a brotherhood, some people call it this association or that society or that group or that whatever. It doesn't matter. Name is not important. But the essential element is the desire for all persons who have capacity to connect. Now, there is a very important reason why this is happening, why this has been happening, and why right now it's very important that this continues in a very powerful, conscious, aware way. If you will examine the basic difficulty of the physical plane, you can easily see that the major obstacle towards progressive development is negative energy. This negative energy is being manifested by people. It is being created by people. It is being created by people who are leaders, not leaders, economic developers, not economic developers in general, all are bringing out a negative energy which has coded this physical plane. This negative energy increases when there's physical violence upon one person upon another, as in war or as in crime or as in arrangements to harm others economically or to harm the earth or to do some kind of act of violence from one to another. We even see it in terms of professionals who are lawyers or doctors or whatever, who are exploiting their clients for as much money as they can, as if it was the purpose of their life. Great CEOs of big businesses simply ripping all the money out of the businesses and causing them to go bankrupt and disappearing with the funds. Religionists who are exploiting the people within their organization for their own benefit. In a phrase, the whole world is being bound by negative energy. Now, how do you deal with that? Well, you can try to correct each and every individual wrong that is going on by some kind of program. And many people are doing it. Or you can develop some wonderful philosophy and try to teach people and elevate people beyond this desire to be negative. Now, all of that is okay. But just consider this example. It's almost as if you have a heater on in your room and you are running the air conditioner. It is something which is going to continue and continue and continue and ultimately get worse because it brings so much waste upon it. That's the way it is with trying to transform this physical plane while that negative energy is blanketing this earth. These activities of trying to make a transformation by actually doing a program or doing some education are fine. However, in the context of the energetic web, it is not effective. It is wasteful. And in fact, it increases, it fuels the negativity as people become more and more frustrated. Even those who are working for good become frustrated within. So the beauty of the message, which I have been privileged to transcribe, is that now, right now, is the time to directly attack the problem at its root cause, its root source. That is, by removing that negative energy belt, that negative energy covering from the Earth planet, and thus giving the possibility, the potential for transformation by supporting the transformations, by purifying the atmosphere so the transformations can take place. It's kind of like letting the sun shine in on the hurricaned Earth planet. Now, I'm not sure how aware you are of the power of those who actually know the means by which energetic transformation not only can take place, but does take place, and how they are capable of making it take place. And yet within yourself, some of us deny our own power to do precisely the same thing. For example, if you are within a atmosphere which is very disturbed, and you just simply go into your meditative visualization state and bring down white, beautiful, loving, peaceful light into the atmosphere, you can transform it totally. Any one of you can do that. Just when you go into your meditative state, when we do meditations, and you push aside all the negative energy that is pushing in on you from all sources, you push it just totally away. It is no longer there. That means you have enormous power. You are pushing away an elephant of negativity. So this message is an invitation to all aware people all over the world, in whatever group you may be, whatever organization may be, or even if you are just standing alone. It's an invitation inviting you to an action, to join etheric hands, linking, connecting, regardless of your affiliation, with those who are also aware, with the goal of burning away, literally, all that negative energy which has coated the Earth planet. This is a very powerful way to create the connection, to meld, to mix together the connection of the world, the physical plane, and the template of spiritual understanding and peace, which will completely cover the earth and replace this present situation. To transform the globe by removing that prison-like clamp of a template of negativity which is the greatest possible service that can be done to the earth, for the earth, and for the people. This invitation is being given simultaneously throughout the ether all over the world. And there has been an enormous response already. The power of this connection, the power of this response has been just simply fantastic. All the pathways to connect to those who have that awareness are open. All you have to do is want to. You simply say, I wish to connect to others in that esoteric society, that association for the pacification of the ether. And you all connect by holding etheric hands and fueling the pool of power of purification. And using that power, using that connection, to burn up with the violet flame, that purifying violet flame, all negativity, without judging it, without identifying it, without worrying about it, to simply find negativity, tune to negativity, capture it, and burn it away. You will be amazed at the effect it has when so many, hundreds of thousands of people are doing the same thing with the same motivation. It doesn't matter your capacity. It doesn't matter if you can do a big purification or a little purification. Simply being connected in this way, your spiritual energy will give power to that purifying process. Of course, there will be human beings who will again manifest negative energy because it's their mentality, it's their evolution. They're frustrated, they're upset, so they create negativity. But we will keep burning it up. And those who are on the edge between having capacity but not being able to use it because the negativity is there, when that negativity is removed to a certain degree, they will come up in their power. Their influence will increase. And as their influence increases, the power will increase until we'll get down to the core of that negativity and attack it directly. The time to do it is right now. The invitation is given now. The group is created now. Now is the time to connect with all those throughout the world and to just simply be inviting to anyone who wishes to connect. And together just burn up that negative energy. Sweep it away wherever you are. Just burn it up regularly, consistently, with determination. It's something we can do, something we are capable of doing, something we must do, something that no one can stop us from doing, and something which will have an enormous good effect on ourselves and on others. And something which gives such intense meaning to your life, such intense value to your energy, something which is so significantly using all your capacities. It is a very satisfying association. And all that is being asked of you is that you be what you are and you contribute what you can, nothing more. And as you contribute, as you develop confidence, and as you feel connected in that meaningful usage of your wonderful capacities, they can increase without limitation. The only thing to worry about is a fear, some irrational, unknown fear that something can harm you or that you will make a mistake or somehow or another, some fear which will diminish your capacity. Put it aside. Don't worry, because by such connection in this esoteric association, you are connected to the most powerful personalities on the physical and non-physical plane. All that is required is your cooperative efforts. So you are invited to read the full text in Harry's Corner on harrymedia.net forums. But the essence of it has already been given again by me. And you are invited to partake in this wonderful effort and a wonderful experience together. So at this point, I'm going to take a break until 1:30 the hour, which is in about 18 minutes from now. when we will all come back together and connect in this way and feel the connection and together work to burn up that negative energy all over the world. And don't forget, it is your choice to do it or not, as you like. If you don't wish to participate, please don't. But don't neglect to do it out of fear, because there is nothing to fear.